Welcome to Monday Morning Moments, a weekly podcast dedicated to helping you make the most of the moments in your life. I'm your host, Mike Van Hooser, and we're starting the new season, new year of 2019 with focus on goal setting. Really excited to begin the podcast again. We took a few weeks off for the holidays, and you know, pray that you had a great Christmas break and a great holiday season and are already in having momentum and progress towards some of the things that you've made a goal to set this year and to accomplish this year in 2019. Hopefully you haven't broken any of those goals or been off track already in the new year. It's interesting, the statistics they do about gym memberships is that February is a lot of times the time where people stop going to the gym, or maybe it's in the first couple of weeks. They're all excited for the first couple of weeks of the new year, but then start to get off track. But I know that the listeners of this podcast are not those people. You're people who want to accomplish the goals and are going to set the right goals for this year. And with this new season of the podcast, we want it to be all about action and focus and about peak performance in sports, business, and life. And with the website and the blog site, as well as this podcast, that's what we're focused on. And it's focusing on leadership and productivity and performance in those three domains of life, sports, business, and life. And we hope to bring you more interviews this season and this year as well with some people that we feel like are peak performers in their respective professions. And we're lining some things up, and I'm really excited about that as well. But I want to talk to you today on this podcast about goal setting and goal achievement and just some things I'm focusing on this year and some things I've learned. And we'll talk about some tips regarding that. And you may have already developed your goals for this year. You may still be thinking about what those goals are. And I wrote a blog post last week with some of these tips that you may want to check out at MikeVanHooser.com. But I wanted to provide a podcast around that and that focus, so that for the people who listen to the podcast, you could have some tips that you listen to around this. And one of the quotes that's been just stirring in my mind and my heart is this quote by Greg McKeon, who wrote the book Essentialism, The Disciplined Pursuit of Less. And I highly recommend that book. I've had mentors and a lot of people who've recommended that book to me, and I finally got a chance to read it last year as one of the books that I set a goal to read. And it was a really good book to talk about the main priority in our lives and the focus on essentialism and the focus on doing less and doing more of the effective things in our lives. I think we, for type A personalities and people who are high achievers, we get into this mode of wanting to accomplish more, more, and more, and sometimes get off track on that. Sometimes we're worn down by that. Sometimes there's a lot of guilt and conviction when we set these just incredible goals and a lot of them in every area of our life, and then we don't accomplish them and we feel let down by that process and that we didn't accomplish those. And what I've learned is that sometimes when I get in that mode, and I've been guilty of that as well, I feel like that I didn't do the right things at the beginning to say these are just the essential goals that I want to focus on for this year, instead of just saying, yes, I'm going to do everything this year. And the quote that I shared in the blog post, and I'll share with you today, is this. In his book, Greg McKeon says, "Essentialism is not about how to get more things done. It's about how to get the right things done. It doesn't mean just doing less for the sake of less either. It is about making the wisest possible investment of your time and energy in order to operate at our highest point of contribution by doing only what is essential." I want to read that last part again because I think it's a very important point. Essentialism is about making the wisest possible investment of your time and energy in order to operate at your highest point of contribution by doing only what is essential. And my encouragement over all the tips I'm going to share in this podcast is that you would focus on just the essential things this year, that you would really do a hardcore review of the goals that you're setting or have set, and maybe some things need to come off of that list. Maybe it's focusing on doing less but doing the right things and making sure that you write those down, you keep them in front of you, and that you focus on doing just what is essential for 2019. And I think when you find that you do that, you'll accomplish more or all of those goals, and you also build in great habits that will focus you to having true momentum and true impact with what you're doing, and not just checking things off a task list or off a goal list as well. So those are kind of my reflections coming into this year and some encouragement that I would give to you. And I think the overall theme is that maybe less is more this year and focusing on just the essential goals for what you need to accomplish and what you need to do. In doing that, I want to share some tips that we've shared in coaching sessions with athletes and business leaders and entrepreneurs and just high achievers in both sessions that we lead as well as one-on-one coaching, and just some things I've learned by experience, and not that I'm perfect by any means in this process, but just some things I've learned and how my thought process of goal setting and goal achievement has grown and evolved over time. As you think about goals that you want to set, I think the first tip I would offer is that you need to create both achievement and habit-based goals, achievement goals and habit-based goals. Most of the time, what I find is that if you know how to set a goal, we focus on just the achievement goals. You know, I want to run a marathon by January 20th, 2019. I want to, you know, weigh this amount by, you know, May of this year. I want to get the promotion. So we know what the achievement goals are, and it's basically accomplishing a certain thing by a certain time frame. But the habit-based goals are very important as well. And I would encourage you to think about developing one or two habit-based goals, and maybe more. It just depends, again, in the overall total that you're going to have for goals. And again, thinking about doing just the essential things. But a habit-based goal is focused more on building a habit. So developing a habit that you want to instill in your life, and how often you want to do that habit, and at what time and for how long. And those are key things. What is the habit? How often are you going to do it? At what time and for how long? An example of this is that you want to work out 3 times a week beginning January 1st, 2019 for 90 days. And the 90 day would be, you know, kind of an arbitrary time frame, but I think that 90 days is a good time frame to set a true habit. We've often heard and been taught that 21 days will teach you a habit, and I've written some books about teaching yourself a concept in 21 days. And I think that's been a magical type number. But if you really want to instill a long-term habit, I think doing it for 90 days and having it become a part of your life is really important somewhere in that time frame. But an example, that working out 3 times a week, beginning at a certain date and, you know, ending at a certain date, or doing it for a certain time period, is an example of a habit-based goal. And I think that those are things that should lead to some of the other achievement-based goals that are on your list. In other words, you may have 3 or 4 achievement-based goals, but a habit-based goal can support those 2 or 3, and therefore you have a flow in your goals, and they work together to help you accomplish the goals that you've set out to accomplish. It might be getting up at a certain time because that's going to help you work out and have a quiet time, and then get to work and whatever you're doing for that day and be productive in the day. So that a habit-based goal could, you know, support multiple achievement goals, and that's what you want to think about. Flow is very important in your goals, and I'll talk about that in just a second. But a habit-based goal is, again, the habit you want to instill in your life, how often you want to do it, and at what time and for how long. So think about that, both creating achievement-based goals, but also habit-based goals. Another tip I would offer you is to consider all areas of your life. So you can think about it in terms of dimensions, like mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional. You can also think about it in the roles that you play in life. So an example, husband, wife, mother, father, athlete, student, business leader. Those would be examples of roles that you play in life. And it's been my experience when I start to think about all the roles that I play in life, it's helpful for me to understand, do I need to engage more in that role and to develop a goal in that role? I used to, you know, think about all of those roles, and there were a lot of them, and there may have been anywhere from 5 to 10 roles that I was playing at a certain point in life. And then I started to think about, well, 3 to 5 goals in each of those areas, and you could get up to, you know, 30 goals that were on that list or even more. And I've really scaled it back more to where I try to come up with no more than 10 goals, and that they cover those areas of life that I need to focus on and the essential things. Hopefully, over time, you're building in some habits and some achievement-based goals that will help you so that you don't have to reset the same goal every year. You can say, well, that's already a part of my life, so I don't have to set the goal, you know, this year for that. I'm going to do that anyway, but here's the new goal that I'm going to set for this year. And I think that's where I find that you can get down to anywhere from 5 to 10 goals that are just the essential goals that you want to focus on. But again, thinking about all areas of your life and thinking about the roles that you play in life will help you with that process. Another one that you've probably heard before is creating goals that are measure up to this SMART acronym. So specific, measurable, actionable, realistic, and time-based. And the thing I would say about realistic is that it's still somewhat risky in terms of stretching yourself. So don't scale it back when you think about realistic, but to create stretch goals. So it could be realistic but risky, and so maybe it's R squared in this acronym. But I think thinking about things that are important to you that will stretch your growth are very important. I think also the sometimes you'll hear the A in the acronym be achievable, but we've changed that, and I've heard other mentors speak about this as well, that actionable is important. So an example of that, somebody might set a goal of, I want to have a better relationship with my wife this year, but that's not really actionable, and it doesn't meet some of the other specifics of the SMART acronym as well, as far as being very specific and measurable as well. But something that is actionable around that is taking my wife out on a date night, once a week. That would be something that's actionable. And so regarding that point, as you think about your goals, again, specific, measurable, they need to be actionable as well, but realistic and time-based is very important too, and something that you can act on. Another tip that I would give you is to list key reasons or motivations or things that relate to your why you want to accomplish certain goals. And these are the things that will keep you going when there's challenges hitting you in the face from accomplishing that goal, or a voice inside your head that's saying, you can't accomplish this, or why would you ever want to accomplish this? You've got key reasons and key purposes behind that. And so I think for each goal, you need to have 2 to 3 motivations written down for each goal to make it essential for you to focus on this year. If you can't think of at least 2 reasons why you want to accomplish a goal that's on your list, then it shouldn't be on the list. And so think about that. In doing this, it's going to take some work. But if you come up with 5 essential goals that you want to focus on, and you come up with at least 2 to 3 reasons of why you want to accomplish that goal and why it's important, then when those challenging times come, it'll give you motivation to continue to work towards accomplishing that goal. I think when you think about it, you may get to a point where you've got, more than 10 goals on the list. But again, my recommendation to you would be to ideally get between 5 and 7 goals for this year. You may get up to 10 based on, again, the roles that you play in life and what you want to accomplish. But again, I would have no more than 10, and maybe essentially 5 to 7 in that range. And again, using some of the things we've already talked about to refine that list to get it down to that. I think the other point I made earlier is to ensure that there's balance and flow between the goals. In other words, if there are goals that are going to compete with each other, because you're just not going to have time to accomplish that goal, sometimes we think about goals in a vacuum. And if you were going to do an Ironman triathlon, but you're going to be traveling a lot in your job, and you've got a lot of family things going on that year, this year may not be the best time to do that. Or you may have to make sure you build in mechanisms and action plans around finding that balance between those. But you've got to make sure that you don't look at each goal in a vacuum, and to make sure you look at all of the goals working together to help you accomplish what's on that list. And again, I've found in working with people and also just in doing my own goals that there have been times that I put down individual goals on a list and didn't think about how they balanced out and how they would flow together. And I found out midway through the year or even at the end of the year that they were competing, you know, with each other and for my time throughout the whole year. And so it's important to find balance and flow and that make sure that those goals are going to get the time and attention that you need to give to them. Think a couple more tips. One of them is you develop your goals, keep your goals visible and in front of you throughout the year. And that's probably something you've heard before, but a lot of times people will do this and they'll plan on keeping them in front of them, but they don't. They put them in a desk, they put them in a folder, they're somewhere in a planner, they're digitally stored somewhere, but they don't have a mechanism or a plan on a weekly and monthly basis to evaluate what those goals are and to review them and to renew your focus around them as well. I personally store mine digitally in a special Evernote template that I have, so it'll be on every device that I own. It'll be on my phone, it's on my iPad, it's on my MacBook Pro. I can print it out as well, and I do that. I do print it out and have physical copies in a journal I have and also in a planner that I carry with me. But I have it both digitally and physically in different places so that I can review it and that I have time built into my schedule on a weekly and monthly basis and even sometimes daily basis to review those goals, to go back, make sure that what I'm doing throughout the week is going to tie to that. But you've got to have a mechanism to continue to review the goals. You don't want to get to December and say, oh yeah, that's what I was supposed to be about, but find that you were never about that because you didn't review your goals and do that. And I think having a quarterly review of goals is important as well. I think finding a person or small group that will help keep you accountable to your goals throughout the year is really important. So this may be a small group that you meet with on a regular basis, and part of that will be sharing goals and people asking you, how are you doing on that goal? How can I help? Reminding you about your goals. Or it may just be a couple of people, one or two people who can help you in certain areas of your life to accomplish that goal. But accountability helps with, you know, beyond the process of just writing them down. You've heard the stat probably before that you're 4 to 5 times more likely to accomplish your goal if you write it down. But the numbers go up when you have verbalized that to a few key people and they're holding you accountable and you know you're going to see them and they're going to ask you, how's that goal going? What can I do to help? You know, aren't you supposed to be about this year? Get back on track to, you know, offer that accountability and the challenge and sometimes the exhortation to you to really strive to accomplish that goal. Another tip I would suggest to you is to celebrate both progress towards and achievement of your goals. So progress towards your goals and achievement of your goals. And you need to celebrate both because the journey is as important as the goal. And that's not just a cliche or a nice bumper sticker or something you'd put on a Hallmark card. That is really true. And so often we'll celebrate the achievement of our goals, but we don't celebrate the progress towards our goals. And when you celebrate the progress towards your goals, that helps build momentum in achieving the goals. And so they're tied together. And also, achieving your goals should grow you in the process. You don't want to write things down that just, oh, that was good and that was a task I accomplished. But you want that goal to lead towards personal and professional growth in your life. And I think that that's really important when you think about goals. Don't just do them for the sake of doing them. Don't just write down things because somebody else thought it was a nice idea. Write down goals that are going to grow you in the process. And then as you do that, celebrate your progress towards that, your growth, and your achievement of the goals. And I've found that developing a theme that summarizes my goals is very important. A friend of mine suggested this a few years ago. And, you know, as I thought about my goals, I would think about an overall theme that summarizes that. For instance, my theme for this year is to start strong, finish strong. And obviously, I want to be doing things in the middle to keep that momentum going strong. But I think it's important to get a good start, but also a strong finish. And so I've focused on that. And that's the overall theme for the goals that I've written down, that I've, you know, I've written down that are specific and measurable and actionable and results-oriented and time-based in what I'm doing. I also would suggest having a theme quote or verse that you may want to put down. I've chosen Psalm 37, 23, and 24 for my theme verse just to help me focus on the right things. And basically what I was thinking about over the holidays was just how, you know, I can write a lot of things down that I want to accomplish. I usually don't have a problem with that. but I want God to order my steps. I want him to, you know, fulfill his calling in my life, and what I don't want it to be about me. I want it to be about him, and that my faith is very important to me, and it's important that I do the things that he is going to give me wisdom to, you know, direct my steps and direct my path towards that. And so those are the things that I've been focused on over the holidays and really thinking about as well. So there's some tips just to think about goal setting. I would encourage you to review them. There's a lot of them that you can spend time on. But as you're going through the goal setting process, or if you've already set your goals and maybe you need to reevaluate and refine that list based on some tips that we've offered, I encourage you to do that. And I think be purposeful and passionate about this new year. You know, stay focused, focus on action. Make sure that on a weekly basis you're reviewing your goals, and that the time that you spend each day and during the week ties to your goals, because you don't want to be spending time on things that don't tie to the goals that you want to accomplish. And that's all about leaving a daily and weekly, monthly, yearly legacy, and a legacy with your life. And the way that you spend your time, the way you invest your time, is going to, you know, make the most impact in other people's lives. And you want it to be about the most meaningful things. And when we think about goals, those usually are the most meaningful things in our life. But I encourage you, you know, to apply these tips. Hopefully it'll help you to become better in the process, to lead well, and to maximize your potential and impact in the process. Overall, I want you to start strong and finish strong. And if there are any other topics that you want to hear about this year, we really encourage you to think about what those are. And if you have questions about certain things, or say, I'd like to hear a topic about this, or what are your thoughts on this, or maybe an interview that you would love to hear from a certain leader or somebody in sports who's doing, you know, incredible things, feel free to email me at mike@mikevanhooser.com. We have other resources that we'll be coming out with, including some courses around being mentally tough in sports, business, and life. And we've got some nice projects that I'll be working on around that with some people. And there's also blog resources that are out there. You can subscribe to the blog newsletter. And we also do a lot of leadership development programs that we're going to continue to do. And we do those for a variety of settings, for students, for business leaders, for athletes, for teams. So if there are any questions or anything, any ways that we can help you further in this process, feel free to email me, and we'd love to help you out in your organization with that as well. Make it a great week, and make the most of the moments in your life.